You're listening to the Gutsy Podcast, where we talk about all things real, raw, and ridiculous about running a business authentically. I'm Laura Wallace, also known as the Laura Aura, lover of all things inspirational, owner of Works Graphic Design, and your host on this journey through entrepreneurship. I'm here to help you get out of your head and back into action as a passionate business rock star. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday as we fuel your Gutsy. Anxiety. Oh, how that little creature loves to be a sidekick in our life. Maybe not so much a little creature, sometimes feels like the big bad wolf. This week on the Gutsy Podcast, we're going to talk about how you can eliminate or drastically reduce anxiety by one simple action, and that is planning. Before we get to the good things on how we can reduce our stress, we first need to acknowledge the beast to begin with, right? Anxiety is this really intense feeling. It's not the same for everyone, and it has its own scale. Sometimes it's just a little bit of a ooh, and sometimes it's a full-on panic attack, and it could really be anything in between, and it means and feels different to everyone. Anxiety is one of those feelings that leaves you feeling just really, really off. So sometimes it's being fearful or afraid of something. Sometimes it's an intense amount of worry. We're talking that like 1 o'clock in the morning worry when no one else is up or around. This is also when you go to Google and you look up whatever your physical ailment is and it tells you that you're going to die. And then you're alone at 1 a.m. and at 4, you're just wide-eyed and wondering how you're going to tell your family. Yeah, okay, that is worry and anxiety. We all know that we should not do that. We should not get on Google and look up ailments at 1 o'clock in the morning, okay? Anxiety could also be panic. So, okay, the result of looking that up is panic. You start thinking 1,000 miles an hour about 100 different things and nothing makes sense. Panic can also set in when you feel like you're stuck or at a crossroads. You don't know what to do. You don't have any options. You feel as though your hands are tied. Anxiety can also cause a lot of mood, a lot of feelings. So it can make you really irritable and moody and just kind of not awesome to be around. It could also make you feel sad or depressed or lonely. It can also cause a lot of physical ailments. So shortness of breath, headache, heart palpitations, just not feeling like you can get out of bed. I mean, there's so many aspects to anxiety, and one level of it may be different than how you feel with it the next day. I also know, guys, you have a lot going on in your life. You might be a mother or a father, a sister or a brother. You could be a business person. You might be in charge of a nonprofit organization or serving on a board of directors, or maybe you've just taken on a role in your kid's life with an organization. I mean, you are responsible for a lot of things. And you know what? It's okay to sometimes feel like you don't want to do those things. And other times, you love doing what you do. You love volunteering or being the president of your organization or hanging out with your people. You may love those things, but feel like you are so stretched thin that you can't even enjoy them. Or even better yet, you can't do them well because you have completely maxed out your time. This is where the concept of planning comes into place. And before we get to how we actually plan, let's talk about what not planning does to you physically, spiritually, emotionally. I mean, it just will wreck your entire world without you even realizing it. So not planning, and when I say not planning, I mean you are literally bouncing from one activity to the next. You're not giving yourself breathing room between that activity and the next thing you have to do. You're not preparing for meetings. You're not preparing yourself for what you need to do tomorrow. You're literally just like swinging from tree branch to tree branch, hoping that one of them doesn't snap when you grab a hold of it. You might be rushing into meetings and trying to figure out what you need to do or say right beforehand. You might be rushing out the door, putting together lunches because that's all the time that you have created for it. Maybe you need to be somewhere and you have to go home and change or get yourself ready or change your outfit, but you're literally like snapping your necklace on the way out the door. it's these kinds of things that that's what I mean when I say swinging from tree branch to tree branch, because there is no room to collect yourself, to get quiet, to be still, and to walk into these things with power, saying, I feel ready. When you're not planning, you are unintentionally creating stress and anxiety in your life. Now, most of the times by not planning, you are usually the only one that are feeling that effect. Okay, that's a misconception, because people can tell when you are frazzled. People can tell when you have not prepped for a meeting. People can tell when you're just kind of spent. But we internalize it and feel like, I'm the only one that is suffering and has to deal with this if I'm not ready. There lies an issue of its own, guys. It's not okay to carry that type of load, and your time is just as valuable, if not more valuable, than anything else that you do. How you spend and invest your time has a huge impact on your day, your life, your mood, your health. Back on episode 23, we talked about how your health impacts your business. And that's big stuff. If you're busted as hell, it's really hard to run a successful business. It's really hard to even want to get out of bed in the morning to do the things that you know that you want to do, but you physically feel like you can't. When you're not planning out your day, your week, the commitments that you have taken on, where you need to be, who you need to be with, all those details, you're putting a lot of unnecessary pressure on yourself to just wing it. Now, there's a time and a place for winging it, okay? I'm all about say yes and figure it out later. But on your day-to-day, I don't want you feeling like you're just doing everything enough to not piss people off. By not planning out your day, you're actually missing a lot of details. You may not realize it, but when you're not giving yourself time to really think and be like the really incredibly smart person that I know that you are accidentally missing stuff. Important details, dates, times. How many times have you been like, oh, I'm going to go meet you for coffee. And then you realize that you rescheduled that, but you never took the time to actually plan and reroute it in your calendar. So you end up at the wrong place at the wrong time. I've done that. It's not a great feeling. But if you're working on an important project and you miss a detail, you're going into a meeting and you forget someone's name because you haven't done your research. If you have to be somewhere very specific, but you haven't taken the time to map out how long it's going to take you to get there, and then you end up being late, which makes you even more anxious. I mean, all of the details that have been lost in the lack of planning could create a solar system of its own. By not planning out your activities, you most likely also don't feel like you have given it your best. You feel like, again, you've just done enough not to upset people. You've done enough to just do it, but you don't feel fulfilled by your activities. You don't feel like, ah, gosh, I nailed that. I love what I just did. I am proud of what I had just accomplished. No, you're like, oh, thank God that's over. Now I can get on to the rest of this shit. If that's how we're constantly feeling, then why in the hell are we doing these things to begin with, guys? I mean, we really need to just step back and look at how we are making ourselves feel, because we are literally cramming in more activities than we even have capacity to carry. And for what? For the sake of not wanting to tell someone no because we might hurt their feelings? So we're willing to sacrifice our own happiness and put ourselves in these positions? No, we need to stop doing that. Because your time is precious. And when you're able to really stand in your light and do what you do best at your full capacity, you can literally shift things. When you're not planning and you have just checked something off your list to say that it's done versus saying, you know what, I just finished that and I feel so amazing. That is the difference between great planning and not planning at all. Look, there are some activities that I'm just happy to check off the list. Not everything is going to have meaning and purpose in life. To get me to sit down to fill out a financial form for my bank or for taxes, guys, I will procrastinate almost until my death. But in general, the things that you're actually committed to doing through your career, your kids, your volunteerism, whatever it is that you love to do, you should feel fulfilled by doing those things and not drained. Here's the other thing. When we're not planning out our time, we are creating a slow leak to allow ourselves to overcommit ourselves. When you don't know what you actually need to accomplish today, when you don't know where you need to be tomorrow, when you don't know how long it's going to take you to get to your destination, you have no context of what it's going to take and how much of your time it's going to require. And then that makes you really susceptible to say, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can take that off your plate. Yeah, I can be there. Yes, I can do that. And then before you know it, you have entirely too many things to do, because in hindsight, you're like, oh shit, I've already committed to all these other things, but now I also have to do that. I don't know how I'm going to get this all done. So now I'm stressed. And then we're back to the anxious wheel. When you're cramming everything in, you're creating way more pressure than you have capacity for. And it leaves you feeling drained. And that's not okay. We do this stuff with everything. Not preparing for meetings and then rushing in. Not preparing for time and packing when we're traveling. Not looking at projects and what they entail and all the details that go into it. Hell, even just going to the grocery store and not making a list. Like, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want for dinner? And then before you know it, you've had a half-ass argument. You get 3 or 4 things for the pantry. You get the gallon of milk that you've been needing. And then guess what? You still don't have plans for dinner. By making a simple list, going through your pantry. Also, a lot of grocery stores have these incredible apps now where you can literally go through your house with your phone and say, okay, do we need spaghetti? Oh, let me look at that. Yes, we do. Click the button. You put on your entire list what you need, and then you can either drive to the store and pick it up, or now you have a really great list, so you can go walk around, get all the things you need, and then see what other fillers you need. By taking 5 minutes to create a list for the grocery store, you could prevent a lot of unnecessary stress and anxiety in your life and whoever's going to the grocery store with you's life. This topic came up because, crazy concept, I started planning. And then I started realizing, like, wait, why do I not feel so anxious? This is weird. It's like a newfound feeling that I'm not overly familiar with. And I realized that I've been just taking time to pause and really get myself set up for success before I go to do the thing that I need to do. So a couple of different stories. We are remodeling parts of our house right now. We're changing our basement into like a bar, lounge, hangout spot. And our bedroom is still the same color that it was when we moved in. And every morning I've been looking at it thinking, I really hate this color. I want to paint it and just haven't been able to. Fun fact about me, sometimes I just get a wild hair up my ass and I like to paint things. It's very therapeutic for me. So I got up one morning and I had that wild hair and I said, you know what, I'm going to paint today. I also knew that we needed to be at a barbecue later that day. And the following Monday, my son was having a field trip that we needed to supply snacks for his class. So these are a lot of activities in a 48-hour time period, right? So Friday night, we went to the grocery store and we bought the things that we needed for Candon's school trip. I also bought the things that I knew that I needed to be able to make whatever, I think it was buffalo chicken dip, for the picnic on Sunday. I knew two things. I knew that I didn't want to be trying to make this stuff the morning before going to the barbecue. And I also knew that I did not want to leave the barbecue and at 10 or 11 o'clock at night on the way home have to stop, get these vegetables for my son's trip, and then have to pack all these bags and get it ready. I knew that when we left, I just wanted to go home and go to bed. Now let me pause you there for a second, because an older version of me, or one that was not as conscious of the concept of planning, I would have rushed in the 11th hour to do all these things. I wouldn't have gone to the grocery store. I would have went the morning before the barbecue and got the stuff and then had to run home and then make the stuff and then go to the barbecue. And then we would have had to stop at the store on the way home, bag all these vegetables. I would have been cranky as hell because I probably wouldn't have had the right kind of vegetables that I was looking for. And then I would have been up later than I wanted to. It would have caused a lot of stress, unnecessary stress. And that's what I'm trying to really express with you guys and show you that by not planning, you cause a lot of anxiety in your life. But by switching and just saying, okay, here's what's happening over the next couple of days. If we plan it like this, we know what we need for both of these events. We know when we need to leave. So that brings me back to painting. I knew that we were leaving for the barbecue, but I really wanted to start painting. So I started painting because I knew when we had to leave and I knew how much time I had. Now here's the other fun fact. Again, an older, less productive version of myself would have painted up until the 11th hour and then had to hurry up and rush around and get ready and change my clothes. And then I would have ultimately spilt paint on the ground and then I'd have been pissed off about that. And it would have just created a lot of stress. But instead, because I knew when we needed to leave, I was able to stop. And I looked at another wall. I can't tell you that it didn't tempt me. I was like, ooh, I could just get one more in because that'll be one less wall that I got to do later. But I thought, no, you know what? I don't need that stress in my life right now. That is a hallucinated urgency. There is no need or reason for me to paint that wall. I'm going to stop. I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to put it away. I'm going to get ready and we're going to leave. And I have to tell you, we were on the way down to the barbecue at my dad's house. And I said to AJ, I said, you know what? This shit actually works. I feel so okay. We're going to be early. Everything is done. Everything is ready. I had time to get ready for myself. It was just such this beautiful transition. And I thought, oh my gosh, I really need to adapt this in other areas of my life. Planning that weekend gave us more free time. It allowed me to feel more accomplished. We got to leave early. We got to arrive early. I just felt calm. And you know what? It was just one of the most freeing feelings because I felt like I was in control. And that's one of the things that not planning does, is it makes you feel like you are out of control, like a literal damn tornado wrecking through places and then feeling like you need to go back and pick up all the pieces. Here's the other great thing. This is a really simple thing for you to incorporate. You don't need to buy anything. You don't need to learn anything else. You don't need to watch a webinar or read a Google ad. No. All you have to do is a couple of very simple things. So to start releasing some of the anxiety, to start eliminating some of that unnecessary tension that you have created, the very first thing is to literally just take 10 minutes and plan out your day. If you want to be super effective, plan out your day the day ahead. So whatever day you're in, you're looking ahead of the next day. So here in the works office, we're often saying, okay, it's closing. It's almost the end of the day. What does my tomorrow look like? For me, it's looking at things like my calendar. Where do I need to be? Who am I meeting with? That highly dictates what type of attire I'm going to want to wear. So then I can start planning out my outfit. I can look at the weather. I know if I want to wear a dress, but it's going to be 10 degrees out because we live in Maryland, I'll know that I need to adjust that. I know what promises I have made. I know what my deadlines are. I'm looking at where I need to be, how long it's going to take me to get there. Oh, I also need to return this person's call and send these few emails. And I'm literally just creating my own personal checklist. And then I can go home. And it's out of my mind. That's where a lot of the stress comes in too, is constantly thinking about it. It's rolling around and around and around in your head because if you stop thinking about it, then you're going to forget and then you're going to drop the ball. When I leave after I have planned, it's all done. It's essentially done because I have done most of the hard work because I know what I need to achieve. It's also really great to do this for the week as well. Particularly if you're a Monday through Friday worker, at Friday when you leave, planning for what your next week looks like. Personally, I love a good Sunday night, like, okay, just kind of get myself in the headspace. What do I need to do this week? What does my workload look like? What does my meeting schedule look like? Think about this. We have 24 hours in the day. If you spent 10 minutes of those 24 hours planning, you would regain probably hours of your life back every single week. Because instead of chasing the ball all the time, you're going to be ahead of the ball. And if you would calculate all of the emotional energy and time that you spend, I think that you would be really amazed at how much time that you spend on not planning versus taking 10 to 20 minutes a day and just getting your life together. This is also going to allow you to prioritize. You can take a look at your day or your week and you can say, I know that I need to accomplish these things. These are must-dos. And then you can invest your time in doing those things first or in your most prime hour of the day. And then all of the other things can trickle in and filter in afterwards. Then you really feel like you're nailing it. I had to do these things. I finished them. And oh my gosh, I also got all these other things done too. I feel incredible. It also gives you a chance to hold your time really sacred. So when someone says, hey, you, can you help me out with this? Or can you volunteer here? Or will you join this organization? You can look at your plan. You can look at your literal schedule and say, thank you, but I cannot. And remember, no is a complete sentence. You don't have to go into the whole explanation of, well, no, I can't, but because I'm doing the, no, thank you so much for thinking of me. I would love to help you out, but at this time, I just really can't. And you're going to start to feel 100 pounds mentally lighter. I mean, the way that reducing this stress by planning, the way that that shifts your life, it's like all of a sudden you have this whole world available to you. Like you're a lot more free and you're a lot more clear and you can think about yourself and what you're doing a lot stronger and better, and you're more efficient at your work and you smile more and everything just feels like, you know what? I got this. And last, don't forget to give yourself a break. You know that I'm a huge advocate for just stopping, getting away, getting in the sun, and just regrouping yourself. So after you've achieved something big that you've wanted to do, after you've nailed a big meeting, after you've prepped for something and you feel just really good about it, don't just go plowing right into the next thing. Give yourself 5 or 10 minutes and celebrate that. Maybe that's standing outside. Maybe that's taking a break. Maybe that's calling or talking to someone that you love. Make sure that you're celebrating your wins and your successes, because acknowledging your own successes is just as important as anyone else acknowledging them. I also want to tell you that you really don't need any fancy tools to do this either. I know we can get really wrapped up in, oh, well, I'll start that tomorrow because first I need to buy this thing. I have a planner that I love to use, and I primarily only use it for podcast planning. I'm not one to put like my whole life into paper calendars. I'm a very digital calendar kind of gal. But you don't have to go out and buy a planner. You don't have to go out and buy a special notebook or a fancy pen or, you know, any other gadget or gadget or buy an app. This is literally just as simple as a sheet of paper and a pen, your calendar, and 10 minutes of your time. You've got this, guys. And I am so, so excited to hear about how incorporating more planning and giving yourself more white space time has impacted you. So hop over to your favorite listening channel. We love, love, love your comments, your feedback, your reviews. We literally read and take every single one of them to heart. So tell me, how has planning changed your life? How has planning reduced your anxiety? Join me for this Thursday's Power Back as we talk about messing up. Because when you're messing up, guess what? That actually means that you are leveling up. Until then, follow the Gutsy Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and follow me personally for more business insights on Instagram @ThatLauraAura. See you next time.